This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. In spite of calls for their removal, dams on the Snake River have little impact on the survival rate of migrating Chinook salmon. Scientists at British Columbia-based Kintama Research became suspicious of the claim after stumbling upon some key statistics about 3.5 years ago.
And we needed to check on something that we were doing, and we pulled the hatchery survival statistics for salmon in southern British Columbia. And much to my astonishment, I discovered that survivals for Chinook were actually lower than for the Snake River. And then when we looked at Puget Sound for steelhead and Chinook, it was the same result.
Kintama President David Welsh says the real problems appear to be in the ocean.
Let's assume that survival gets really bad in the ocean so that nothing survived to come back. Well, in that case, you know, this argument of getting the river back to its natural state, getting the fish out to the ocean faster, you know, clearly isn't going to work as a public policy choice to improve salmon survival because you're rushing them to their death.
Welsh says that's not to say the dams are problem-free.
I don't disagree that the dams contribute to some survival problems. Where I disagree is a matter of fine point, perhaps, but I don't think that they're responsible for nearly as much of the salmon problems as people have assumed.
Listen tomorrow for more on where the real problems for Chinook survival rates lie.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.